For these and all my sins, I'm sorry.
Paul? Are you listening?
Sorry, I got distracted. Did you see those baby ducks? They're waddling as they follow their mommy. That's so cute!
I knew there was a reason to not like outdoor confessions, especially at a parish festival.
Because of baby ducks, what did the poor little ducklings ever do to you?
They look like that group of nuns waddling to their fun with nuns booth. You know, this isn't the first time in your life you've gotten distracted by fowl.
And this isn't the first time a fowl has brought you to confession. But I think you may need to recap what you just said.
Confessions of a Catholic.
Good morning.
Oh, you're up early.
I've started waking up early to write my gratitude journal, pray, and work on my book.
Book?
My self-help book, chronicling my journey to a better self.
I think you'd wait till you're done with the journey before telling others that they should follow it. But, hey, you made the tea, so I'll be quiet.
See? I can make something in the kitchen without burning it. And you have to be nice to me because it's Agnes Day today.
Right, it's your feast day. I always forget since it's...
But my parents aren't here to throw me a feast day party with a special cake.
Because you're no longer 10 years old.
Rude. Consider your invite to Lollapalooza, a day of bliss and bites, revoked.
You can't do anything without giving it a name, can you? And I already have plans today.
What are you doing that's more fun than going to the spa and fancy lunch with me in Florence?
I don't know.
You just said you have plans.
I will do something. I just don't know what.
You're being weird. You say I float through life with no plan. Now that I'm getting my life together, what, you're falling apart? Is it some cosmic balance only one of us can be sane at one time?
It's Frank's birthday. I used to go all out, one-upping myself every year. Do you know how extravagant things got after 20 years? His last birthday was a scavenger hunt that ended up in L.A. Now what do I do with myself today?
Sorry, Cecilia. I didn't realize. I revoke my revocation.
I'll be fine. I got through last year.
That's right. You made cake. Okay, I've got to run. All this relaxation planning sure is stressful.
Oh, hi, Dimitri.
Hey, thought I'd see what you were up to. You know, we could use a relaxing date tonight. I put 3 movies in the queue for you to choose from, and we'll order takeout.
Oh, right. Yeah, we could do that.
Or not?
No, sorry. We can. I just wasn't expecting to be with anyone today.
What you whipping up there?
Oh, red velvet cake.
Really? I seem to recall on our second date, you said, and I quote, "That red velvet is like the middle child of desserts, not quite chocolate, not quite vanilla, just desperately seeking attention with its food coloring antics." And then you would slap it out of my hand if I ever offered you a slice ever again.
I did say that, and I stand by that.
So, what? Just tell me, how bad can it be? We're talking about cake here.
I'm on autopilot, okay? I made this cake every year for Frank. I still have the ingredients in my pantry, and I just started making it. I know you don't want to hear it.
No. I get it. Today is a super hard day, and I want to be here for you.
I'm going to the cemetery this afternoon.
Not sure I can be there for you.
I see.
No, it just seems like something you should just do. And you're right. That is a lot of food coloring. Better get to the kitchen before the rest of the batter makes a slip and slide on the floor.
I mean, that is where red velvet belongs.
You
You could have told me we'd be sharing a room when you invited me to spa day.
I had a coupon, but it's only for couples massage. Be cool.
Ah, this does feel amazing, but I don't think you have to hold my hand.
Sorry.
So, this is part of your epic journey?
Chapter 7 in my book, self-care.
Self-care together, bearing it all.
Just our souls.
Good. Who wants relaxing, light conversation?
Exactly! Suck the marrow out of life!
Is that chapter 8?
Yes.
Okay. How are you sucking the marrow? What will your life be in 5 years? 10 years?
I'm doing so much. Diving into work and focusing on myself. In 5 years, my life will be amazing. In 10 years, even more amazing. What about you?
I'm much older than you. I'm already past the 10-year plan. Twice.
Ah! What is happening? Why are feet climbing on top of me?
Oh, yeah. According to the reviews, they really get into it.
Ow! Ow! I don't bend like this!
Pain is worth it. That's the title of chapter 8.
You're buying me drinks after lunch for this? This calls for day drinking. That's the title of my chapter 8.
Actually, I'm gonna skip drinks. I've been going to adoration at church and I'm kind of getting addicted.
Is there a 12-step program for that?
It's 14 steps, the way of the cross. Oh man, I'm making uber Catholic jokes. I'm turning into Cecilia.
Oh.
Hi, Mrs. Lopez.
Oh. Hello, Cecilia. You brought a cupcake to Frank's grave?
It's red velvet.
His favorite.
Hard to break traditions. How long are you in town?
Just the night.
How have you been? Mr. Lopez?
We missed you on the family vacation. New Year's wasn't quite the same.
It did feel weird to not be there.
I guess it's not that hard to break traditions.
Mrs. Lopez, it's not like that.
You've been my daughter for 2 decades. On top of losing my son, I lost the person who knew him better than anyone. Someone I can share memories with. Give me that cupcake.
Happy birthday, baby. Here, have some.
No, sorry, I can't. Red velvet is terrible.
Table for two?
Two tables for one.
What?
I've never eaten a meal alone in a restaurant. It's an important step on my journey.
But I'm not on your journey.
So, two tables. Oh, okay, right this way. Here you are.
Perfect.
These tables are 3 feet away from each other.
Who are you talking to? I'm here alone. Chapter 9. Be comfortable with yourself.
I thought you weren't talking to me.
I'm not. I'm talking to myself. You're eavesdropping.
Now you're talking to me, and I know you. If I keep talking, you will not be able to resist responding. Oh, the internal agony you must be going through. This is a fun game. Make Agnes crack.
You must be happy with your own company. Without anyone else. Take yourself out to a meal alone.
Yes, alone. Definitely don't sit within arm's distance from a coworker. That would defeat this chapter in your memoir.
Thank you, reader, for buying my self-help book. This is not a memoir.
That's full of dictation of conversations with yourself that are really with other people. What a strange book idea. I can't wait for the reviews. Actually, I can write the first one since I'm basically getting the Audible version right now.
Sometimes being with other people can be so frustrating, and all you want is the company of yourself. When you learn to be happy with yourself, you'll only want to invite people who you enjoy to be part of your life. You may decide your roommate's underling is not who you want to spend a meal with.
Underling? I'm her executive assistant.
Ha! Got you to crack.
The game was to get you to crack, and you just did. So I win. The prize is you're treating for lunch.
Each table is a separate check.
Is this a ninja restaurant? Where did you come from?
Are you ready to order?
I'll have the special.
There are specials?
Oh, too bad. They only gave the special menu to this table. Oh, if only we were seated together like two normal friends would be.
Ma'am, if you're done with the menu, I'll take it.
Are you going to give it to her?
Yes.
Then I'm still using it.
You're done ordering! Fine. You know what? I'll take the special too. Chapter 11. Be spontaneous and unexpected. Be open to surprises and the unknown.
Chapter 12. Be a good friend.
Chapter 1. Just sit together. We need the table.
Garcon.
And you found the cupcakes.
Hope that's okay. Lunch was great, but I missed having a feast day cake in red velvet. Yum.
I'm glad someone is enjoying it. How was Agnes' day?
Good. When you're alone, you learn to appreciate your friends, no matter what that underappreciated blabber Florence tells you.
Well, now I'm super curious to go to work on Monday.
Dimitri's.
I saw Mrs. Lopez. That was interesting. You know what she said? Whoever I date has big shoes to fill.
Ouch. I fill my own shoes just fine.
Why didn't you tell me he was here?
I tried. I'll be leaving now.
I didn't agree with Mrs. Lopez.
Cece, I'm trying to support you.
These are hard days. They remind me that I went through hell. But I opened my heart to love again.
I know, and I love you, but I feel like I'm competing with a ghost. A ghost that you have really high on a pedestal.
You're the one making it a competition.
Me? You say and do things that make it feel like you just want a replacement for Frank.
He's never going away.
Ah, but there is a difference between never gone and ever present. I want two hearts in this relationship, yours and mine, but I don't know, it just seems like you need three and to include him.
Can I come back out? I forgot my cake!
I know you're trying to campaign to make red velvet a sin, but it's not. Have you thought about talking with someone? It might help. With the grief, not the cake.
Help what? Grief never ends.
But it can be less acute. It can change over time. You've made really great steps.
Exactly. None of you know. You've never been through this. I've heard other widows' stories on the trip the other week. What I'm feeling is normal. God took Frank away. I've suffered. And now people are telling me I'm not responding correctly and making me suffer more? Is that right?
You know, I only want to help you. I love you like a sister and to meet you like a brother. From two different families. Otherwise, I would be... Never mind. But those ducks are really distracting.
Can you absolve me so I can leave?
No.
No?
There isn't a sin. Maybe a venial one and being a bit uncharitable toward Dimitri. But I can't absolve you if you aren't asking for forgiveness. I'll pray for you, Cece.
I'm gonna go check out the Fun with Nuns booth. My life's all cattywampus. Maybe that's what I should do instead.
Oh, Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. But if you're going to a booth, I'll just sign you up for the Ministry to the Homebound. You're on the list now. No takebacks.
Confessions of a Catholic Single is a production of Dash Entertainment, created by Aaron Dooley. Written, directed, and produced by Aaron Dooley. Title song written by Christoph Munoz and Genevieve Grimm. Performed by Genevieve Grimm. Katie Bodenhammer as Cecilia. Kristen Jazek as Agnes. David Acuff as Dimitri. Charlemagne Raffles as Father Paul. Lisa Burnham as Florence, Diane Wilson as Mrs. Lopez, Mary Tykert as the hostess. Up next on episode 5, Cecilia sells Frank's clothes.
None of the pictures were looking good, so I want to show them on a model.
Cece,
You want me to wear Frank's clothes?
And Agnes tries to impress at work.
We're slammed here, and you're goofing off naming drinks after yourselves?
Well, Tom Collins did it. Rob Roy.
They're those guys. Okay, I don't know who they are or how they got drinks named after them, but this ain't it, hun.